Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on this, the second Sunday in Lent. My name is Karen Lorenz Dowdle, and I will be leading you this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope you feel as if you are here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. Our order of worship is a special worship service entitled Sermon on the Mount, published by Creative Communications. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, With the Lord Begin Your Task, hymn number 483 in Lutheran Worship.
Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with all of you this morning for worship. It's the second Sunday in Lent now. We're continuing on with the worship series that we began on Ash Wednesday. This morning, our theme is is fasting and prayer. I'm really kind of focusing more on the prayer portion of things, but the order of service is going to have hints of both of that in there. But that's kind of the direction we're going this morning. As we started last week, you'll notice again in your worship bulletin that the readings are not printed in the worship bulletin. We're encouraging you throughout Lent as a sort of healthy spiritual discipline to open up the Bible a little bit and search out those passages right from the Bible. The page numbers are listed there in the bulletin. Feel free. I don't know. Tom might not be happy with me on this, but if you want to mark the pages in advance by using some of those little papers that are in the pews, knock yourself out. But the readers will take a pause to give you a few seconds to find those pages as well, just to give you a little time to get those. So when we get there, we'll make sure that there's adequate time to find them. All right. With that, let's continue with the order of service as it is printed before you. God the Father has his ear turned toward us. Lord, teach us to pray. God the Son pleads for you and me before the kingdom throne. Lord, teach us to pray. God the Holy Spirit gives you and me the words when we don't know what to say. Lord, teach us to pray. God is always attentive, always listening, always ready, willing and able to help in time of need. He loves to be our guide and our shield. Lord, teach us to pray. When you and I pray, we go into our rooms and shut the door and pray to our Father who is in secret. And our Father who sees in secret will reward us. Lord, teach us to pray. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Our Lord teaches us to pray and even gives us the words to say. And yet our prayers are often shallow, showy, or non-existent. Most merciful God, forgive us for the many times we fail to pray. Though you have given us the words to say, we neglect to use them. When we do pray, we often do so for show, for selfish reasons, or with a complete lack of trust. Our faulty prayer life is a reflection of weak faith and sinful lives. We are harried and worried because we fail to take our concerns to you in prayer. Forgive us, renew us, and restore us, so that as your dear children, we pray well, pray often, and pray without ceasing. Our God, in his mercy, sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who prayed perfectly for you and for me. In his darkest hours, he even prayed for us from the cross. Because of his perfect love and mercy demonstrated by his death and resurrection, our sins are forgiven and our life is renewed. As a result, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. This is the feast of victory for God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The lector this morning is Karen Schaefer. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through Karen. The first reading will be 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
The first reading is from 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumble are armed with strength. Those who were full hire themselves out for food, but those who were hungry are hungry no more. She who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. On them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his faithful servants, but the wicked will be silenced in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be broken. The Most Holy will thunder from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the litany as printed in your bulletin.
God told Abraham to sacrifice his only son. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. When Isaac asked about the sacrifice, Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering.
Christ is the Holy One, through whom the world was made, and all things serve him, Christ the Son, on whom our sins were laid.
Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, carried his heavy wooden cross to the hill of sacrifice, where he was offered up for the sins of the world. Lord Jesus, forgive us and help us daily to take up our cross and follow you. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," and it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." God told Abraham not to harm Isaac. The life of his only son was spared. The life of God's only son was not spared. Jesus obeyed his father's will and was offered up as the perfect sacrifice for our sins. The Savior who carried his cross for our sake has said to us, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
Once casting welcome shade, a tree that proudly stood, was felled and from its heart was made a rough-hewn cross of wood.
The second reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 to 24. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage and dishearten, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 5 to 18.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Having heard God's word, we confess our faith together now in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please have a seat.
Please join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, hymn number 516 in Lutheran Worship. This is your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
We often forfeit trials and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Oh, we'll all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Despise, forsake you. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms He'll take and shield you. You will find a solace there.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you. From God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that I chose for the sermon this morning is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 24, especially these words, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I once heard this story about a group of amateur climbers who were scaling this very, very large mountain in Switzerland. And as they were climbing, there was this vicious wind that came along this narrow edge. If you can just imagine that for a moment. They're climbing this very steep mountain and this gust of wind just comes across. Well, as that gust of wind came across, promptly the guide remarked, "Get down on your knees. You're only safe on your knees." You know, when I came across that little story, I think there's something in that for you and me. There's some good advice there. You see, the ledges of life can be narrow at times. The winds can be strong. Storms can quickly come, but how being on our knees, if you will, calling upon our God in prayer, can assure us of our safety, can assure us of our security, as God's still, small but strong voice brings to you and me comfort, strength, and peace. But prayer, sometimes it doesn't always come easy. Sometimes when you and I find ourselves on the ledges of life, we find those ledges to be narrow. When the winds of change are blowing in ever so strong, when the storms are pounding against you and me seemingly from every single direction, how sometimes out of frustration we can find ourselves maybe turning from God rather than turning to Him. How impatience in those times can well describe our demeanor as we want whatever burden it is or whatever need it is to be resolved like yesterday. The truth is, when we find ourselves in some of those challenging moments of life, no one can move quick enough, not even God. And you and I find ourselves in those moments and when we feel as though we aren't getting just what we want right when we want it, how we can turn inward, how we can begin to look to ourselves, to other means, to other options. How we can be fooled to believe that we can handle it on our own. How we can be fooled that our best interest and resolve can be met outside of our good and gracious, loving God. A good and gracious, loving God who invites you and me to call upon Him. The God who answers and sustains us. Our gracious and loving God who wants us to cast our every single anxiety upon Him. Our gracious and loving God who calls you and me to trust in Him and to lean not on our own understanding. Our gracious, loving, compassionate God who hears our cries. And our gracious, loving, and ever-present God who is all ears and who reminds you and me to rejoice always and to pray without ceasing. You see, God's Word, friends, God's Word and His promises remind us that He is indeed present with us in every moment of our lives. He doesn't leave us to ourselves. In this, our God is not only creator, but He too is preserver and provider. And it's this, our God, who indeed makes Himself available to you and me. And despite our sometimes reluctance, despite our sometimes hesitancy, God wants to hear from us. And God wants to hear from us all the time. And that's why Paul says, pray continually. Pray without ceasing. And that's for good reason. Prayer is our ally. Prayer is our communication with a God who loves us, whose presence never ever leaves us, and whose strength becomes our strength, whose will becomes ours through the power of faith working in us. Prayer is our faith-filled action and our faith-filled reaction. It's our first line of defense. You know, I think that it's safe to say that if I were to ask you, what is your favorite part about this church building? I think, with a very strong suspicion, that many of us would look upward to the Gethsemane window. Is that fair? Yes. That window is something that catches our eyes every single week. And thank God today the sun is shining. But that window, it catches our eyes. And how that light, particularly on certain days, by the way, in the later parts of the day, when that light hits that window, it'll reflect all the way back, Dawn and Chief, right about where you sit. And it would just glow so brilliantly, like on that pew there. But the light just shines through that window so beautifully. It's a beautiful piece of art. But it's more than that for you and me, isn't it? It's a reminder. A reminder to you and me week after week that Jesus, the light of the world, is the one who overcame darkness. He's the one who left the Garden of Gethsemane to fulfill the will of the Father by dying and rising for you and for me. And because He did, our relationship is restored with God. And God is always then ready to hear us. And that window, go ahead, glance up at it. Fix your eyes on your Jesus. That window is a reminder as we're drawn to it week after week of the significance then of prayer. See, my friends, Jesus is true God and He's true man. And as true man, we can be sure that in those moments of Gethsemane and what followed, they weren't easy for Him. But in those moments, what did He do? When He felt the weight of the world upon His chest, the heaviness of the sacrifice that was to come, what did He do? He prayed. He turned to His Father in prayer. And united with His Father, He was strengthened and He was aligned to His will. And as a result, He accomplished salvation. All for the life of the world. What an example, and what a reminder that is for you and for me. Prayer unites us. And prayer aligns us to our God. And you know something, friends, that's key. That's key when we find ourselves on the ledges and on our knees. Let me close with this little reflection that I found. Gordon MacDonald, in his book, Ordering Your Private World, writes, "My prayer life cannot be directly tied to the results I expect or I demand. I've had many opportunities by now to see the things I want God to do in response to my prayers can be unhealthy for me. I've begun to see that worship and intercession are far more the business of aligning myself with God's purpose than asking Him to align with mine." Henry Nouwen says it best when he writes, Prayer is a radical conversion of all our mental processes, because in prayer, we move away from ourselves, our worries, our preoccupations, and yes, even our self-gratification. And we direct all that we recognize as ours to God in the simple trust that through His love, all will be made new. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Prayer. What a gift. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by the people of St. John's in thanksgiving for all the blessings that we have received.
blessing. Gather the harvest of the seeds that were sown, that we may be fed with the bread of life. Gather the hopes and the dreams of all, unite them with the prayers we offer now. Grace our table with your presence and give us a foretaste of the feast to come.
In addition to those who are printed in the prayers in your worship bulletin, please also say a special word of prayer for Diane Wall. Diane is a member of our congregation, and I learned news this week that her cancer has returned. So please keep Diane in your prayers. For the Jingleski family, as they mourn the passing of Wayne Jingleski's brother David last Sunday morning, funeral services for David will be here on Tuesday. For Gus Goldberg, that's a friend of Carolyn Coffett, who is suffering an illness. For Virginia Schwartz, that's the sister of Suzanne Sabadash. Her sister is not doing well and is under hospice care. Also for Dan Sabadash, that's Dick's brother. He too is fighting cancer at this time. And we also say a word of prayer. I'm sorry, one more here. For the Bernfeld family, once again this week, as they mourn the death of Jerry, as his funeral service was here this past Friday. Last but not least, on a completely different note, a positive note. I've been waiting for one of these for a few weeks now. Not that there isn't positive happening all the time, but to be able to announce a prayer that brings great joy to my heart. We rejoice in the gift of marriage that was given to Candy Possinger and Gary Bailey yesterday. So they were united in marriage, and we pray God's blessings upon them as they begin their lives together as one. Lucky them, they're on a plane as we speak on the way to Jamaica right now. So we pray too for safe travels for them. Let's pray. O Lord, you have given us the gift of prayer and have taught us to pray. Daily remind us that you are our Father and we are your dear children. Make our lives a reflection of your great name. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you have built your kingdom on the witness, testimony, and prayers of your people throughout the ages. Bring your kingdom to us and through us, that your will would be done right here, right now, just like it always is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. O Lord, you provide for all our needs of body, soul, spirit. You never leave us or forsake us. Give us good government and earthly peace so that your gospel would be proclaimed around the world. Please bring the daily bread of your healing to all in our lives who need it. Give us this day our daily bread. O Lord, we are imperfect sinners in need of a perfect Savior. You have provided for us all that we need for life and salvation. Make our lives an offering to you, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. O Lord, you overcame every temptation and lived a perfect life. In baptism, you robed us in your righteousness. Free us from our sin and deliver us in the hour of every trial, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Into your hands, Lord Jesus, we place all our needs, knowing that you are ever praying and pleading for us before the heavenly throne. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who overcame death and the grave and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels, with archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only begotten Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And we pray once again the prayer that our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to the disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. As we've received God's peace into our hearts and our minds, let's take a moment and share that peace with one another. Peace be with you, buddy.
As those who are worshiping now turn to one another and exchange the church's ancient greeting of the peace of the Lord, the pastor and members of St. John's ask God to send his peace into your hearts as well. The peace that God gives us is a peace beyond human understanding and a peace that is eternal. Pass this peace on to someone else today. As the people of St. John's come forward to the altar to receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness and strength for the days ahead through the sacrament of Holy Communion, the congregation will sing three hymns. The first hymn during the distribution of the sacrament is "The King Shall Come When Morning Dawns," hymn number 26 in Lutheran worship. Please join us now as we sing our second communion hymn, Shall We Gather at the River? The people of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible.
I invite you to please stand for the post-communion prayer. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and forever. My dear friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Soul with every care, Jesus loves to answer prayer. He himself bids you to pray, therefore will not turn away. You are coming to your King, large petitions with you bring. For his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. With my burden I begin, Lord, remove this load of sin. Let your blood for sinners spilled set my conscience free from guilt. Lord, your rest to me impart, take possession of my heart. There your blood-bought right maintain, and without a rival reign. While I am a pilgrim here, let your love my spirit cheer. As my guide, my guard, my friend, lead me to my journey's end. Show me what I am to do, every hour my strength renew. Let me live a life of faith. Let me die your people's death.
Please have a seat for a moment. Good morning again. Good to see you. Good to be with you. Good to worship with you this morning. I pray that you've been blessed in your time here this morning. We'll continue on with this sermon series into next week again. Just a quick couple of things before you go for the day. You may have saw in your worship bulletin, there's a little blurb that we're looking for folks to help out with the decoration of faith chests. Our list of volunteers for decorating is pretty slim, and we're finding it harder and harder to get people to decorate. So if you're willing to do that for us, to help us out with that, we'll put you on the rotation. You wouldn't have to do it all that often, but we really are desperate right now for decorators. So you can let me know, or your better option is to let the secretaries in the office know, because they'll remember better than I will. So, yeah. What else do I want to tell you? Thanks to all of you for your continued support of the youth group and their plans to head to the National Youth Gathering in July. Again, we are continuing to try to raise funds for the kids. So if you can help out in any way, that would be fantastic. Next week, we'll have a sign-up sheet for Easter flowers. So if you're interested in placing an order for lilies or dandelions, remember that? Remember? Dandelions are the new Easter flower. So that's what we're going to have. Notice there's no hyacinths in there. No hyacinths. Hyacinths will be there, that's for sure. There won't be dandelions, but hyacinths will be there. There is a sign-up sheet that will go up next week, so if you want to place an order for that, just get your name on there. Let us know what you want. I'm sure you'll have the same options as you did last year with color and stuff like that. So that'll be up next week for you. This is the last day, really, or the last week for the plant sale. Lois has to have the order forms in by Friday. So if you would like to place an order for the plant sale, make sure you grab one of the order slips that are out in the fellowship area. If you have one already, just make sure you get it to Lois sooner than later so that she can submit that order by Friday. Okay? So again, those order forms are out in the fellowship area. Anything else that? Yes, Helena. Yep. April 11th. There was a group of us that went from St. John's 2 years ago, and it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. They did it at City Mattress Raymore and Flanagan. That's what it was. Raymore and Flanagan at the corner of Union and Galleria Drive. Raymore and Flanagan let Plymouth Crossroad use the space. They provided all the tables from their showroom. It was just a fun time. So if you're free that day, it's a good cause to support. But if you're really looking for a good time, sign up for it or get tickets from Helena. It's a lot of fun. So, all right, Ken. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I forgot all about that. Yeah, okay. There's no Cafe Thursday.
Until after Easter.
How nice of you. Thank you. What's that? Yeah, let Rick know. Yep. Thank you for the reminder. So I would have been the only one here Thursday. So, but anyway, I think that's it. Yeah. All right. Have a blessed week, everyone. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.